Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Sadi Hey, daf 95. We left off towards the top of the page on Sadi Dalet Amud Bet 94b, about 10 lines from the top of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, the Baraita begins. Gazlanin, Umalvei Beribit, if you have people who stole, or Umalvei Beribit, people who lended with interest. Shehechziru, they came to return the money, and Mekablin Mehen. You don't take the money back from them because they sinned with it. And somebody who receives the money from them, I mean, essentially what this generally means is the Chachamim are not happy with him. Rashi actually explains it a little bit differently, and there's a whole sugya over here why Rashi explains that those words differently. Ein ruach chokhma v'chasidut bekirbo. He doesn't have the spirit of wisdom and chasidut within him. Rashi usually says, when it says, it means he's not, Chachamim are not happy with him, but over here he translated that he doesn't have any wisdom if he receives money that was lended with interest. Then it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bimei Rebbe Nishnet Mishnah Zo. In the days of Rebbe, this Mishnah was taught. The Tanya is the bride that says, Maaseh Ba'adam Echad Shebikesh Lasot Teshuvah. There was a person who came to do Teshuvah. Amar Le Ishto Reka. So his wife said to him, empty one. If you try to do teshuvah, even the belt on you is not yours. Says you stole so much. So he didn't do teshuvah at the end. At that time they said, "Hagazanin malvei beribit shechziru in mekablim lahen." If someone they stole or malvei beribit or they lended with interest, they come to give the money, return the money. We don't receive them. And someone who does, the chachamim are not happy with them. So the Gemara says, may be we have a contradiction. If one's father left over to them money of interest, so even though they know it's of interest, they don't have to return it. They don't have to return it. The father does have to return it. So what do you see over here? So the father does have to return it. So how can he return it if they're not allowed to receive it though? So the Gemara says, "Bedin hu da aviyem nami eino chayev lachzir." Really, even the father doesn't have to return. Ve'ahad ekatani bedidu. And why did it teach the children? Mishum dekabay lemin neseifa. I wanted to teach the latter part. Hiniach lem aviyem para v'talid. Bechol davar mesuyam. If the father left over to the children, animal talid or any specific item, actual item, chayavin lachzir. They have to return it. Ipnei kavod aviyem, because of the kavod of their father. So that's why, because they wanted to teach the latter part, talking about the children, Tana Resha Nami Beditu. It also talked about in the beginning about the children. So the Gemara says, what? Because of the kavod of their father, they have to return it. Akrikan, why don't we just call the pasuk over here? Vin nasi ba mecha lo taor. It says, a nasi, in your nation, you should not curse. Ve'osem ase amecha, someone who does the actions of one who's a Jew. Meaning not someone who goes in and steals and does the ribit and all different types of things that are not good. That's not Maaseh Amecha. So the Gemara says, "Kedamar Rav Pinchas b'she'asa teshuvah." Your father did teshuvah. Says, "Hachanami b'she'asa teshuvah." So to over here is talking about he did teshuvah. So the Gemara says, "I asa teshuvah, my bai gabei." Hold on, if he did teshuvah, what are you even talking about? I bai l'aduri. He should have to return the ribit. So the Gemara says, he didn't have a chance to return it until he died. So the Gemara says, "Tashma, come and listen. Agazlanin malvei beribit, the thieves and people who lend with interest. Even if they collected, you still have to return it. They collected the interest, you have to return it. Hold on, gazlanin maisha gavu ika. Thieves, what are they collecting? I understand someone who's lending with interest, they're collecting the interest. But a thief, what is he collecting? So the Gemara says, if he stole, he stole. And if he didn't steal, he didn't steal. Ela ema hagazlanin, it meant to say the thieves, nihu who are those thieves? Those who lend with interest. It says, even though they collect it, they have to return it. What do you see? If they're able to return it, who is receiving the interest? Who's receiving the money? We said that the Chachamim are not okay with you receiving the money. So Amri, machzirin ve'in mekablin mehen. You return it, but the people don't receive it. Meaning they don't accept it.
It's a taruf.
Right. So ela lama machzirin. So why do you try to return it? So latzad yidei shamayim, to get out of the hands of heaven, meaning to be okay in the hands of heaven that you didn't do anything wrong. Tashema haro'im v'agabayim v'amuchsin teshuvatan kasha. Shepherds who's they're considered thieves because their animals go into other fields, other people's fields, and they graze the field over there. Gabayim of saying these different type of tax collectors, their teshuvah is very difficult. And they return the money back to those who they recognize. Meaning a lot of times they stole from people, they don't know, they took extra for the king or for whatever, they don't know who it was. So it's hard for them to go and return it. But whoever they do know they stole from, they have to return it. So you see from here, that they do receive the money that was returned to them. So Amrei, Machzirin, Vein Mekablim, no, they return it, but they don't receive it. Meaning they would try to return it. Ve'ela lama machzirin, so why did they return it? Let's say they did Shamayim, to get out of Shamayim again. So why do you say doing teshuvah for them is hard? So and not only that, go to the latter part. We said if you don't recognize who they are, you do things for the need of the congregation of the public. Digging pits and wells and caves and all different types of things that are needed for the city. So you see that you do money with it. You can use money with it. You can take it out and use it for things. So it is returned back to the community. So the Gemara says, "Ela lakashia." No, I meant to say now, this is the answer. It's not difficult. Kan kodem takana, kan lachar takana. The difference is, if it was before the establishment or after the establishment. Before the establishment, right, Rashi says, "Shepimei Rebbe nishnet mishnazo." In the time of Rebbe, it was taught that you're obligated to return it. That's in the times of Rebbe, you're obligated to return it. But before then, that was before the establishment. That wasn't the before the establishment that Rebbe established. So therefore, that's what it was talking about. This that you'd have to return it. But after this establishment came, that they said no. When these people come, and you try to return it, they said don't receive it anymore. So that was when the establishment was made by Rebbe. But before then, there was no establishment, so they were allowed to receive it, and that's the answer to the contradiction. So the Gemara says, "V'hashda damar Rav Nachman v'she'en gezerah kayemet." Now that Rav Nachman says, it's talking about a case where the stolen item is no longer existent. Afilu tema, let's say he says it's not existent anymore. So afilu tema id v'idi lachar takana. Even if you want to say both cases are talking about after the establishment was made. V'lakashan, it's not difficult. Flipping the amud, kan be gezerah kayemet, kan v'she'en gezerah kayemet. The difference would be if the stolen item is still existent or not. If it's still existent, you have to return the item. But if it's no longer existent anymore, then you don't return. So the Gemara says, v'ha avned de gezerah kayemeti. Hold on. The belt that was stolen, it's considered gezela kayemet. It's still existent. And what did we say? What do we say? You have to return the Rashi says Alav Nishnen Dakanash Bimei Rebbe Shalalach Zero. And over there was taught by Rebbe that you don't return it. So hold on. The gezela, the stolen item, the belt is still existent, but we said you return the belt. But hold on, we're saying you're not supposed to return. So which one is it? So my avne, what do I mean the belt? Zemei avne. The value of the belt. The belt isn't existent, it's just the money he has for the belt is existent. So the Gemara says, "V'kol heicha de gezela kayem and lo avud rabbanan takanta." Anytime the stolen item is still existing, the chachamim did not make an establishment. V'hada v'harem marish de gezela kayem. Hold on, we have a case if somebody stole a piece of wood and built it into his tower. Utznan, we said in the Mishnah, "Ala marish a gezelo a gazul shebenao b'avira." So he told them, "Avnei takanat shavim." We said, if you stole a piece of wood and you built it into your mansion, when you return the money, you can't break down the whole building and give that piece of wood back. So the Chachamim instituted that you're allowed to give the value of that wood so that allow people to do teshuvah. So what do you see over here? The gezela, the stolen item, the wood is still existing. But what are we saying? That you do have to return it. You do return the money, the value of it. So there's still a takana. So why, meaning, even though the item is still existent, the Chachamim made a takana. Right, that's what we ask. Anytime the stolen item is existent, the Chachamim didn't make an establishment. That's not true. They did. So the Gemara says, "Shani hatam dekivan deikapseida debira shavio rabbanan kedeleita." No, over there is different. Why? Because since it's going to cause you such a big loss to break down your mansion and take that piece of wood and return it to the person you stole it from, so therefore they considered as if that stolen item is no longer there anymore. And that's why we said you pay the value. So the Gemara says, back to the Mishnah, "Gazal para me'uber de'yalda," you stole this pregnant animal and gave birth. So the Gemara says, "Tan Rabbanan, ha'gozel," excuse me, "ha'gozel rachel u'gizazah," you stole a sheep and you sheared it, "para ve'yalda," a cow and it gave birth, "meshalem otah ve'et gizoteah ve'et valdoteah," the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, you pay the animal, you pay the shearing's worth, and you pay the animal, the birth, the baby's worth. says, no, he says, you return the animal back the way it is, and you cut a check for the amount of the giz, for the shearings and the ubar. Rabbi Shimon says, you view it as if it's evaluated by you by with money. His opinion sounds very similar to Rabbi Yehuda, really, that you just cut a check for the other stuff. So we're going to see on the Amud Bet what's the difference between these two opinions. By the way, we have a question. What's Rabbi Meir's reason? Mishum de kasavar shinu bimkumo. Is it because he holds that his shinui stays in its regular place? Or dilma be'alma shinui koner. Rather, in general, shinui is acquiring. V'hacha knasau de kakanis. Over here, it's just a fine. And that's what it is over here. Right? Rashi says, shelo yech choten niskar begizela litol et hashevav. That the thief should not benefit, the sinner should not benefit, that he gets the appreciation. So therefore, the chachamim maybe instituted a knas. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Where the animal depreciated, it got worse. Rashi says, if you say it's because of shinui stands in its place, even if it got worse, you would return it the way it was originally. If you say it's because of a fine, and shinui acquires, you would pay what it was originally, right? That would be the difference between if it got worse. So Tashma, we come and listen. Gazal be'ema v'yizkina, if you stole an animal and it got old. Avadim v'yizkinu, slaves and they got old. Mishalem kishad gazela, you pay what the value was at the time of stealing. Rabbi Meir says, ba'avadim omer lo, harei shel chalef anecha, by slaves you say, here your slave is here in front of you. Ve'ilu be'ema kishad gazela, but by an animal, no, you pay the value of what it was when you stole it. And if you think Rabbi Meir holds that a shinoi change stays in its place, then even a behemah, even an animal, you should say, here is your animal in front of you. Why are we saying that you pay the value of what it was when you stole it? So, it must be Rabbi Meir shinoi kone. It must be Rabbi Meir holds that a shinoi, a change, acquires. And over here is a fine. The Gemara says, Amri, Rabbi Meir ledivrem de Rabbanan kamalu. No, Rabbi Meir was going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ledidi shinoi en kone vafilu be'ema nami. For me, a shinoi, a change, does not acquire even for an animal. Ele ledidchu, but according to you, Rabbanan, the Amri to shinoi kone, that you say that a shinoi does acquire, odulu mihat be'avda demekarka'e dame. You should at least admit to me that a slave is like karka, Vikarka and anigzelet, and karka, land, property, is not considered nigzal, is not considered stolen. You can't steal property. Amrulay Rabbanan. The Rabbanan responded, lo, avdakim taltei dami. They responded saying, no, a slave is like movable property and it's not like karka, and therefore it is nigzelet. Tashema, we have another case. Litzbola adam, somebody gives someone who colors wool, he gives him wool to color it, litzbola adam, to color it red. Utzvahu shachor, and he did black. Shachor utzvahu adam, or black, and he did red. Rabbi Meir says, noten lo demet samro. He says he has to pay the value of the wool. Demet samro in the value of the wool. Yes, demet samro v'shicholo, but not the value of the wool and the appreciation. Meaning, now that it has an extra color on it, it's appreciated in value. It's not like non-dyed wool. Even though it's not what he wanted. So even though it's appreciated, since that's not what he wanted, he doesn't have to pay for that appreciation. So the Gemara says, if you think Rabbi Meir holds shinoi, a change does not acquire, he should have to pay the value of the wool and the appreciation also. There was a change. So if you would have thought that shinoi is ein kone, then you would have said, right, that he would have had to pay the wool and the appreciation. Therefore, it must be lav shmamina kasavar Rabbi Meir shinoi kone. It must be Rabbi Meir here holds that a change does acquire. And therefore, that's why v'achak nasahu de kakanis shmamina. It's coming to teach us that it is just a fine over here. That's what was instituted. Ikad amri, some say, halo ibailan. That wasn't the question. Midafich Rav, since Rav flipped the opinions, v'tane gazal para v'iskina, avadim v'iskina, if you stole an animal and it got old, slaves and they got old, mishalem kishad gezilad v'erbi meir. He says, v'erbi meir says, you pay what it was at the time of stealing. The Chachamim say, by slaves, you say, here is your slave in front of you. Vada'i l'Rabbi Meir, shinui koneh. It's for sure, according to this opinion, that Rabbi Meir holds that a shinoi, a change, acquires. And it's just the fine that he's instituting. That wasn't our question. The question was the following. This is the question. When you fine bin mezid, is that only if it's done on purpose? If somebody goes and he knows someone stole, and he goes and buys from them anyway, is that when we fine him? Aval b'shogeg lo kanis, but if it was accidental, he didn't know the person stole, then no. Or dilma, perhaps afilu b'shogeg nami kanis, even if it was done accidentally, we fine him. So tashema, so come and listen to the following. He says, chamisha govin mina mechorarin, there are five that collect from non-mishubad properties. So like free properties. Ve'eluhen, and these are them, perot, the fruits, we'll discuss this, v'shevach perot, and the appreciation of the fruits, v'mekabel alav lazun ben ishto, bat ishto, someone who takes upon himself to support the son of his wife, or the daughter of his wife, v'get chov she'en b'achariyud, or a document, a debt document that doesn't have any achariyud, nobody is taking responsibility for it. Rashi explains, he didn't, the borrower didn't put any land as a shibud, as a being mishubad, being owed, in case he doesn't pay or whatnot, to the loan. And the last case is ketubat isha she'en b'achariyut, or the ketubah of a woman that doesn't have any achariyut. So man shmatle the amar achariyut lav ta'ut sofer. Who is the author that says that achariyut, this responsibility for it, is not a ta'ut sofer, is not a mistake, and therefore you would not collect from nechasim meshubadim, from properties that aren't free? So he says Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir. V'katani, still he taught perot v'shevach perot. He taught fruits and the appreciation of fruits. So shevach perot hechidame. What is this appreciation of fruits that we're talking about? Kigon shegazal sadeh mechavero. You stole a field from your friend. Umichara la'acher, and you sold it to another. Viishbicha, and it appreciated. Varehi yotzam mitachad yado, and someone's coming and collecting it from him. He says, that's not your field, it's my field. You lose the field. Keshu goveh, when he wants to come and collect, flipping the amud, goveh et akeren minchasim shubadim. He can collect the principal from non-free properties. Right, properties that, let's say, that are tied up to other loans, you can collect from there. But hashevach, but appreciation, mechasim b'nei chorin. He collects it from freed properties. Da'ate ba'al ara v'shakil ar'e v'shevchei, because the owner of the land can come and collect the land and the appreciation itself. So my love is, I'm not talking about a case over here, but am ha'aretz, an ignorant person, de'lo yada de'karka nigzelet or ina nigzelet. He didn't know if this land was stolen or not. And he bought it. V'afilu achi ka'ate ba'al karka v'shakila ara v'shivcha. And still, what do you see? The owner, who was stolen from originally, can come and collect from this buyer the land and the appreciation. Ushma mina b'shogeg nami kanis. And can learn from here that even if the guy bought stolen property by accident, he was ignorant, he didn't know, still we're fine him that the person was stolen from can come and collect it from him. So the Gemara says, Amri, lo. No, that's not what we're saying. B'lokeach tamil chacham. No, it's talking about a Tamil Chacham who bought it, was a wise person, and he knew. So it wasn't by accident. So we don't have a proof that accidentally there would be a fine. There would be a knas. Tashama, come and listen again. We said this earlier, to color his wool red and he did it black, or the vice versa. Shachor tzav adom. Rabbi Meir says, noten lo demet samro. You pay the value of the wool. Demet samro in only the wool. Demet samro shivcholo, not the wool and the appreciation. If you think by accident also they find, so therefore he'd have to pay for the wool and appreciation. So it must be shmamina b'mezid kanis b'shogeg lo kanis shmamina. It's coming to teach that only on purpose, only when it was done purposeful. It's trying to compare this case of dyeing the wrong color of wool to a case of accidental, right? Rashi explains shogeg hashivla. It's considered like shogeg. And therefore, that's what it's trying to compare to. Therefore, you prove from here that only when it was done on purpose do we find him. But if it was done accidentally, if let's say someone bought a stolen item, accidentally, he didn't know it was stolen, therefore we don't find him.
So if he purposely colors it the wrong color, he has to pay for that also.
Vaday, that's for sure. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gezelah chozed be'enea, that he pays the actual thing back and he cuts a check for the rest. No, Rishuman says, we look at it as if it's evaluated by him with money. So what's the difference between these two opinions? So my Beinayahu, Amar Rav Zavid says, they're talking about appreciation that's now on the stolen item. Let's say you stole an animal, and then it became pregnant. The Shevach on the stolen item. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, the Nigzal Havei Rabbi Yehuda says, it belongs to the one stolen from. But Rabbi Shimon Savar, the Gazlan Havei Rabbi Shimon says, no, it belongs to the thief. Rav Papa says the kule alma Shevach shal gabei gezelah de gazlan aveh. No, everyone agrees that the appreciation on the stolen item, let's say it becomes pregnant, it belongs to the thief. Over here, the machloket is for half or one third or one fourth payment. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda savar shevach shagabe kesedak kulei de gazlan havei. Rabbi Yehuda says the appreciation, the pregnant now afterwards of the stolen item, it belongs to the thief. Rabbi Shimon savar. Rabbi Shimon says lemechatzal shlish l'raviyah hu deshakil gazlan. The thief only takes half, one third, or one fourth. Meaning what? Meaning in every place, Rashi says kederach minhag haMedina lekablei behemot ishpichan isman gadol kazeh. The minhag of the Medina for taking animal to appreciate it for a long period of time. So in each place, it was different amounts that was paid. So if it was a half, one third, or one fourth, whatever it was, he says that's how much you would pay the thief. That's how much the thief would cut for himself as a paycheck. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learn the Mishnah, Gazal Param Nitabra Etzol V'yalda. You stole a cow and it became pregnant and gave birth. Rachel V'nitana Etzol Gzazai. Grew wool and you sheared the wool. Mishalem Gishad Gzela. You pay the value of what it was when you stole it. Yalada In, that's if it gave birth. Lo Yalada Hadar Be'ina. If it didn't give birth, you return it exactly the way it was. So Bishlam Ala Rav Zavid. It makes sense according to Rav Zavid. Damar Shevach Shal Gabe Gzela Din Gzal Havei Lerbi Yuda. That the appreciation that came after you stole the item, on the item, it belongs to the one stolen from, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani, who is the author here, Rabbi Yehuda, he belongs to Rabbi Yehuda, because we're saying that you pay back, if it didn't give birth, you would give back that animal itself, you have to pay back what it actually was. Ela Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, Damar Gaz de Gazlanav, he said it belongs to the thief itself. Hamani, who's the author here? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't belong, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Shimon. Rashi explains, it's not even Rabbi Meir, nobody. So Amar Lach Rav Papa, Rav Papa would tell you, Hu Adin Afilu Lo Yaleda Nami, even if the animal did not give birth. Kishata Gezela Hu Demishalem. He has to pay the value of what it was when he stole. Vade Katani Yaleda. Why do we teach a case of if the animal gave birth? It's not to exclude if it didn't give birth. It says, Aydidi Nasiv Reisha Yaleda, Nasiv Seifa Nami Yaleda. A lot of times the beginning and the end of the Mishnah likes to be consistent. So since the beginning part of the Mishnah said the animal gave birth. So the latter part of the Mishnah also said the animal gave birth, but it's not going to exclude if the animal did not give birth that you return it as it was, and that's, we'll stop it for today. But the halakha for today, which we discussed, the opinion of Rav Papa, we said, according to Rav Papa, the appreciation that comes on the stolen item afterwards, does it belong to the gazlan, the thief, or does it belong to the one stolen from? It's a very interesting question. This person steals an animal. Animal gets pregnant. Does that appreciation belong to the thief or from the person stolen from? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Kvar nitvayar shah gizela, and this is from the Rambam. Kvar nitvayar shah gizela shah ishbicha achar she'ush or achar she'nishtanet ha'shevach le'gazlan af api she'ishbicha me'elea. It says, if a stolen item appreciated after the owner had despair, he no longer thought of it anymore, or after it was a change that was made, the appreciation, the pregnant part of the animal now, belongs to the thief, even though it appreciated on its own. And he explains how the case was, if he stole an animal and it became pregnant by him, whether it gave birth before there was a claim or after, it doesn't matter, it belongs to the thief now. Because there was yeush, because there was despair. If there wasn't despair, it's different. But because the owner had despair and didn't think about it, he gave up on it, therefore that appreciation would belong to the thief. We'll stop there and we'll do a 1-minute recap.